Food City makes it easy to shop your way. Just pick up your groceries curbside or have them delivered directly to your home. So whether you need weekly groceries or just a quick meal, Food City's got you covered. From their doors to yours.
Upset.
Just treat it like we're on remote. Don't look at the screen. Don't look at the light. Don't look at anything. Just listen to Logan. I'm sorry that you have to do that.
Logan, you promised me you're going to give me. Are you ready?
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I've done it for the past two shows with Tyler.
Yeah. All so.
All right.
It'll be all right. And then engineering will come up and fix a little on air light. I'm sure it's just burned out. Yeah. It wasn't like a fancy LED bulb. It was like a
It's not burned out. You know, Ivan's broke it.
Might have.
Just saying.
Well, you know, sometimes lights, you shake them real good and they don't work anymore.
It wasn't that. It wasn't that. I saw it. It wasn't
that. Oh, you're just throwing our coworker under the bus. That's it's a happy Monday. Eric, we're going to the Orange Bowl.
We're going to the Orange Bowl. This is what we always wanted.
Yeah.
This is it.
Ohio State got in the playoff,
which I don't feel good about, but I also don't think USC really deserved to because...
Well, you know, we had the conversation on Friday about, okay, do you punish a team for what happens in a conference championship game? Do you reward a team for what happens in a conference championship game? And I said, you kind of have to apply it both ways. The exception is when you get just slaughtered in a championship game, I will line up to hold that against you. You know, what TCU did, TCU played for the win in overtime. They said, we're gonna go for the touchdown, and he didn't get it. I'm not dropping him out of the playoff for that.
No, and it was to the number 10 team in the country.
What USC did going up 14-3 and then just getting waylaid from there.
Who in the bed? It was embarrassing.
We were in North Carolina for my brother's wedding. And so Kelly goes to sleep. It's 14-3. We wake up the next morning. So USC's in the playoff. We go, no.
About that.
From the time you went to sleep on, they were outscored by Utah 44-10. Yikes. All that and more as we take a look at the game plan. All right, so Tennessee to the...
It didn't come on again.
It's okay.
It's the last time I'm going to talk about it. You're talking and the thing didn't turn on.
Tennessee to the Orange Bowl. But we can hear ourselves in the in our headphones.
All right, whatever.
Tennessee to the Orange Bowl. The college football playoff is set. Other bowl games are set. Okay, we're going to run through all the bowl games later. But I have to ask you, is there a bigger difference in the style of a game from one year to the next than the Music City Bowl? Last year was Tennessee and Purdue. Each team threw for approximately 1,000 yards. Not looking at the box score, just my memory. This year they have Kentucky and Iowa.
Oh, God.
And they played last year, too, in a bowl game.
Oh, they did.
Awful.
And it wasn't as bad as this one's going to be because Will Levis is going to opt out, which means Kentucky's offense will be even more inept than it normally
is. Their backup quarterback, that poor kid, is terrible.
Iowa has Iowa'd all year.
Iowa. They'll score 3 points.
And I saw an Alabama fan earlier talking about how there's not going to be as big of a drop-off from Bryce Young as people think, and I just couldn't stop laughing. I had to scroll. I couldn't even.
I forget the kid's name now. The backup?
Milrow.
He's super athletic, but he didn't throw it very well. He could be fine in a full-time role, but he's not going to be what they want.
They got a big old offseason to figure that one out.
Yeah.
Alex Golish has taken the head coaching job at USF.
That's the kind of job that we were saying we thought he would get.
That is a very difficult job right now because that program is in a hole. They share a stadium with an NFL team, so they don't really have a home. There's a lot to that job, but Alex Golish is ready for it.
I think he'll do just fine there. Whatever just fine is what he'll do.
So Tennessee's on the search for an OC. I think it's going to be a short search.
Yeah, I think it's Halsey.
Clemson had quite the weekend. They win the ACC championship game. They win the ACC championship game because they replaced DJ Uiagalelei.
DJ Portal is what we're calling him.
And now he's in the portal.
DJ Portal.
Which I had somebody at Clemson tell me on Friday that DJ was going in the portal after the season no matter what. Well, he gets replaced while down 7-0 in the ACC championship game. Backup who apparently throws it to the other team in practice a lot. Didn't he? Went 20-24 and wins the ACC because North Carolina cannot defend a pass.
They're the worst. They have a terrible defense.
So Tennessee has some film to watch on the quarterback they will face in the Orange Bowl. I didn't want Clemson to get some confidence, but I don't know that that could have worked out any better for Tennessee, because now you have legitimate film against a defense that has struggled to stop the pass a little bit. I think Tennessee's pass defense is better than North Carolina's.
This is a great matchup.
It's going to be interesting.
Very fun matchup. Clemson will be favored by a little bit.
To start the 11 o'clock hour, we will have our final Vols against the Maxims. We'll do the 2022 season as a whole.
Okay.
Starting next week, this will be our Vols over the weekend review. But one more ride with Vols against the Maxims, the 2022 season coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll go through the full SEC Bowl lineup. And I was told we couldn't wait until Friday for this. We're going to reveal the results of the pick segment.
You were told, you decided, because you liked the results.
No, they said in our group text on Friday night.
I didn't read it.
That we needed to know the results right away.
Okay.
So we'll have a big formal celebration on Friday.
Okay.
But
I don't know that I'll be celebrating, but
he didn't finish last.
I'm willing to hear.
Can we all celebrate? You don't have to celebrate the winner. You don't have to celebrate second place, but we can all celebrate who finished last.
There you go.
After the way he ran over us at times last year. All that and more
smug
coming up.
Little 23-year-old.
Over the next 3 hours here on the Eric Gaines Show. And that's the game plan. It's laid out for you every day by 42nd Street.
42ST.com. Branding is the world we all live in, especially if you own a business. If you own a company, branding is the word that you need to know, understand. Marketing is what you say about your own company. That matters to an extent, right? You watch TV, you listen to the radio, you hear ads that are business owners and companies putting out their own message. But what do people take away from the message? What do they actually think about your business? That's branding. And that needs an investment, and it's so affordable, and it's worth every penny at 42nd Street Design. The branding guru, Mike Carlton, the owner there, he does this for companies, website design, logo creation, digital marketing, social media, video, photographs, everything for your business, social media, they got you covered. 42ST.com.
Transfer portal's hopping. The Eric Gaines Show's hopping. We return next on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Welcome back into the Eric Gaines Show. Call or text 865-656-9900 if you want to join us.
Tennessee's going to the Orange Bowl. We'll face off against Clemson.
Let's go.
Cue all the cheeseburger in paradise memes. Because
Dabo's been extra nice about the Vols since.
Oh, he was
gushing.
Practically gushing yesterday.
Called us probably the best team in the country all year long.
That doesn't undo what you said, buddy. It doesn't undo what you said.
It might for some people, but not for Tennessee fans.
No.
No one will hear anything nice he has to say.
No. Nobody keeps receipts like Tennessee fans.
I'm just happy that we get the game. We did the whole thing where it's like, what do you want to do? Who do you want to play? Where do you want to go? And it was like almost unanimous. We had a small Sugar Bowl crowd because it's the Sugar Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
More prestigious. It's the Sugar Bowl. But for the most part, we knew that probably wasn't going to happen. So of the realistic options, the Orange Bowl against Clemson, not North Carolina, the Orange Bowl against Clemson is what everybody wanted. And you got it.
I don't know who's going to opt out for Clemson.
DJ Uga-luga-luga.
He's already in the portal, but they're saying they're better off. So the positive for Clemson is they get to prepare for the bowl game with the guy who's going to start, got him through the ACC championship game. But when I look at Tennessee and who may opt out, you got guys already in the transfer portal. I assume Cedric Tillman won't play. We know Hendon Hooker obviously won't play because of the injury. We'll see about Jalin Hyatt. But beyond that, you know, we'll see where Jeremy Banks is, what he's thinking. But you have already this year played a lot of games without the guys who you're not going to have in the bowl game. I'm not saying that's advantage Tennessee, but it doesn't put Tennessee in an uncomfortable situation like it does for a lot of schools at bowl season where you just don't have an answer at some positions because you haven't been there.
Yeah, like we've played over half the year without Cedric Tillman.
Yeah. Ramel Keaton's perfectly fine being a starting wide receiver.
Brew McCoy will be healthy. Jalin Hyatt won't play.
Probably not. Squirrel White will.
You know,
Walker Merrill will. Guys that have flashed at times this year will be counted on.
Jalin Hyatt should not play. Now, I don't just I say things or tweet things, and then everyone assumes that because I said it, that that's why it happened. Jalin Hyatt doesn't care what I think. He's not even going to know what I'm saying right now. So just keep that. Let's all understand that. If I were Jalin Hyatt, though, I would not play. His entire draft stock, he's already put more than enough on film. Plenty. He's put plenty on film. So that part of it's out. The next phase is going to be how strong is he? And you don't have to be that strong. Look at Devontae Smith. Jalin Hyatt and Devontae Smith are like the same. So you don't have to be. Now, Devontae Smith plays stronger, I think. But Jalin Hyatt and him look similar, run similar. It all depends on what his 40 time is at the combine. Not the pro day, the combine. How fast can he run the laser time in front of every one of those GMs, head coaches, and coordinators? If he can run a sub 4.440, then his draft, he could be a first round draft pick. And if not, he's a second round draft pick.
Yeah.
If he's got a bum ankle or just a sprained knee, not even a torn up knee, just a sprained knee, and he can't run the 40, then he's not getting drafted that high. It literally comes down to that for him. Every day, the only thing he needs to be worried about is making sure he's the absolute fastest, most flexible, strong, and fastest he can possibly be. That's the only thing that matters. Catching a couple touchdowns against Clemson in the Orange Bowl doesn't help his draft stock. He caught 5 against Bama, for crying out loud.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. If he wants to play, I'll take it. Right?
Yeah.
If he was like, no.
For sure.
I'm a Vol. I'm finishing the season out. I'm going to play. I'd commend him a little bit for it. I'd be like, that's cool. But the advisor in me would still think it's dumb.
To me, the only way he plays is if he's decided to come back next year, and I don't expect that to happen.
I don't either. He doesn't have Hendon Hooker throwing. He doesn't have Hendon Hooker throwing him the ball next year.
I would welcome it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Again, advisor in me would say, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
His draft stock will never be higher than it is right now. But that's only a few. Honestly, I don't expect a ton of opt-out. We don't have a bunch of draft picks. Maybe Byron Young. Maybe.
Yeah, but
I think he could do well going out there and balling against Clemson.
Right.
Advisor me would tell him to play.
I think you have guys that have put enough on film, him, Jeremy Banks, some other guys, that it doesn't benefit them to sit and get healthy for the Senior Bowl or for a combine or something like that. I think Jalin Hyatt it does. I think certainly Cedric Tillman it does. But I think the rest of the guys, putting another game on film is going to do the same.
Well, you could say the same thing about Cedric Tillman. Cedric Tillman has put more than enough on film for last year and this year, but especially last year. He's a big, call it what it is, for the NFL, he's a big slow receiver. So he needs to run a fast 40 time. So they say because his field speed isn't all that slow, but if he goes and runs a 4.5 240, 4.5 540. I don't know what he's going to run. Maybe that's the fastest he can run, but He needs to run fast. You could say that about every receiver, but especially for these two guys.
Yeah. 865-656-9900. If you want to join us, you can text us as well. Go ahead.
Question.
Yes.
Clemson probably has the opportunity for more opt-outs than we do.
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Yes. Right now, Clemson has opened up. Clemson has opened up as a 4 to 4.5 point favorite, depending on where you are. I'm interested to see how that moves based on opt-out news that comes out over the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Do you feel, I don't know, do you feel odd about being an underdog in that game right now? Or is it fair based on what Clemson just did?
No, I think we should be the underdog in that game a little bit. If Hendon Hooker was playing, I don't know that we would be the underdog.
If Hendon Hooker was playing, we would have had a conversation about Tennessee being in the playoff.
When you have a quarterback that is that good, everything changes when they can't play. Everything. Not just for us. That's true for any team. Watch the NFL. Watch big-time college football. I mean,
Joey from Coryton says, if not for Carolina, neither team would be in the Orange Bowl. Will the Gamecocks be honored at halftime? It's true.
Yeah.
Clemson may still be there because I don't know that they would have gotten in the playoff with one loss. They might still be there.
Maybe.
But Tennessee would be in the playoff.
For sure.
With the USC loss, Tennessee would have been in the playoff.
For sure.
Over Ohio State.
Yeah. South Carolina.
I refuse to be disappointed about finishing the regular season at number 6. That said, South Carolina game will be one of those that you talk about forever.
Well, you know why it hurts? It hurts because there's no guarantee Tennessee is anywhere near a playoff anytime soon.
There's no guarantee. Yeah.
Just no guarantee. I mean, if you had to make me bet, will Tennessee now with a 12-team playoff, I would say, yeah. If it's a 4-team playoff and you said, will Tennessee be in the top, finish the season in the top 6 in the next 5 years, I would say, I don't know.
Well, you say, when is Tennessee going to finish top 5 again or top 6 again?
I don't know.
There's no guarantee for any. Even in today's game, there's no guarantee that Alabama's there.
No.
Do you expect they will be? I wouldn't bet against it, but you're telling me, if you had to tell me next year, Alabama finishes top 5 for college football playoff.
I would say no, they don't.
Because it's uncertain at quarterback. There's no certainty in college football, especially with NIL spreading things out a little more. Just very clearly what we're seeing. It's spread out the talent just a little bit more, and now you have different teams that are up there.
Yeah, but thank the good Lord for a 12-team playoff, because we could find our way in that.
More often than not, if you expect this team to achieve in similar ways to the last 2 years with Josh Heupel. Now I realize last year you went 7-5 and should have gone 9-3. 9-3 was right there for you. If 9-3, 10-2 is where you expect Josh Heupel teams to be, you're going to be in the 12-team playoff more often than not.
Yeah.
You're going to have quality wins.
You will have an opportunity year in and year out to be involved.
That's all you can ask for. And I think that's why Tennessee is going to lock up Josh Heupel long-term here.
Can you finish in the top 3 in the SEC? If you can, you got a great chance to be in the playoff.
We will come back. We'll look at who is in the playoff when we come back. 865-656-9900. The Eric Haynes Show rolls on next on 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Number 6, Tennessee will take on number 7, Clemson, in the Orange Bowl in Miami, Florida, happening on December 30th. The game will kick off at 8 o'clock. Clemson is 11-2 and won the ACC this season. The college football playoff semifinal matchups are set. Number 1, Georgia will take on number 4, Ohio State, in the Peach Bowl. Then, number 2, Michigan will take on number 3, TCU, in the Fiesta Bowl. Both games will happen on New Year's Eve. In basketball, Tennessee took down Alcorn State 94-40. Olivier Kumwa scored 20 points for Tennessee in the win. Number 9, Virginia Tech took down the Lady Vols 59-56. In the NFL yesterday, the Eagles got by the Titans 35-10. Jalen Hurts threw for 380 yards and 3 touchdowns. Elsewhere, the Cowboys hammered the Colts 54-19. The Bengals got by the Chiefs 27-24. Elsewhere in college football, NC State quarterback Devin Leary has just entered the transfer portal. Good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
Welcome back into the Eric Haynes Show. We are brought to you by Food City, the official supermarket of the Vols. The Vols that are going to the Orange Bowl to beat up on Clemson.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
Call or text 865-656-9900 as we start going through some of this stuff.
The college football playoff, though, is set. Georgia, as you would expect, number one.
Boy, did they look good again. When Georgia plays what they deem a worthy opponent, they look like one of, if not the best college football teams ever.
They're up there with LSU 2019.
Three times. 2019 LSU looked good every game.
Right.
They didn't have those letdown games. But at their peak, Oregon, Tennessee, LSU, Georgia is freaking ridiculous.
So it will be Georgia matched up with Ohio State. It is Michigan matched up with TCU. Do you have any issue with TCU not dropping to number four based on losing the Big 12 championship?
No, because they're 12-1 and Ohio State's 11-1. And they played so well in their conference championship game. They didn't win, but they battled all the way to the end and they looked really good.
An overtime loss to me is certainly better than what Ohio State had happened to them at home.
Yes. They both had one loss. TCU had one more win. They beat more ranked teams. I'm good with it.
Do you have any issue with Ohio State getting in over Alabama or Tennessee?
No, I don't. I really don't. No, I don't, because Ohio State didn't play good against Michigan.
Right.
Michigan is the clear-cut, by far, number two team in the country.
Agreed.
They should be. So they didn't play very good.
Michigan kind of toyed with Purdue.
Yeah.
Didn't they?
Like, a little bit.
And then they ultimately covered with a late touchdown.
Yeah. But Ohio State got beat up by them, but they're the second best team in the country. It's kind of like Tennessee didn't really get, I mean, they got the Georgia loss held against them a little bit, probably more than they should have. Ohio State dropped from what, 2 to 5? So that's, I mean, they did drop. USC shouldn't have been in. They got embarrassed. And they were like, they barely had a good enough schedule as it was, but they had a back heavy schedule. So we were okay if they went undefeated. Like, had they won the game, they would have been in. And that's how it should have gone. That's what I wanted to happen, because I don't want Ohio State in. But if you want me to be honest, I'd rather watch Georgia and Ohio State play than Georgia and USC play.
Or Georgia and Alabama again.
Georgia and Alabama probably be the best game, but
we saw it twice last year.
Yeah. I'm surprised Alabama didn't get in with Nick Saban on national TV.
On everything. He was at halftime of every game.
Politicking, embarrassing himself.
Yeah, that's beneath him. I'm sorry, that's beneath him.
Alabama fans are like trying to say that it's okay. It's not okay. It was embarrassing. He was on his knees begging and pleading.
Okay, the reason why they didn't have a serious conversation about Alabama being in is because, and I think it was Joey Galloway that said this on the CFP selection show last week, if you have a conversation about Alabama, you have to have a conversation about Tennessee. Because Tennessee beat them head-to-head.
Yeah, so if you want to go there, then
if you want to go there, then you have to have the conversation between those two. It's a lot easier for the committee to just go, one loss team is in, we're not even going to have the discussion between these two loss teams. And where they both compare to Ohio State. You took a second loss. Alabama took a second loss. Tennessee took a second loss. Ohio State gets in over you. I don't like it, but it's reality. Would Alabama be favored in Vegas over 3 of the 4 teams? Some say they would. They would certainly be favored over 2 of them. But don't take a second loss. Don't lose to an LSU team that... And see, I think the Alabama discussion further was eliminated when Georgia just blasted LSU from the get-go.
Yeah.
It means that is no longer a good loss for Alabama, and it's not as good of a win for Tennessee.
I just think it's... We went through the whole thing. It was hilarious. Them saying, and Nick said, you know, we lost on 2 plays. Okay, hold on. I'm over... The win, the like how you win and how you lose thing, you can only do that to compare it to teams like you, like Tennessee. If you only have one loss, you don't get to say, well, we only barely lost 2 games.
We lost by fewer combined points than Ohio State did in 1 game.
Who the hell cares?
It's a football game. You win and you lose, and then you move on. You win, you lose, and then you move on. That's like why it bothered me that Tennessee got hammered so bad for getting beat by South Carolina, who then turned around and beat Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
and is ranked number 19, I believe, in the country. That loss isn't that bad at this point. Well, they got killed. Okay, they lost the game. You don't get style. They're not giving people style points for beating up on people. They're only looking at how bad you lost. The whole thing was backwards.
Yeah. Let's talk to Jacob. Jacob, you're on the Eric Haines Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to just echo your sentiments there, and I totally agree with what Galloway said about if you consider Alabama, you have to consider Tennessee. I mean, like you guys said, Tennessee beat Alabama head-to-head, and Tennessee lost to Georgia, the best team in the country. Alabama can't say that. Their two losses weren't – one of them was not to Georgia. And like you just said, Eric, South Carolina, yes, they did blow Tennessee out, but they're not that bad. They're going bowling too. It's not like Tennessee dropped one to a D2 team or, you know, fell asleep, against the non-conference team. I want to get your take, though, on how you think Joe Milton will perform in probably the biggest game he's ever started and played in. What do you think? How do you see him playing?
Well, it's definitely the biggest game he's ever played in, for sure. It's the biggest game any of the guys on our team have played in. Played in the Orange Bowl. Yeah. That's a big New Year's Six Bowl game. It's a big deal. I think Joe will be fine. I think going in the middle of the season, getting backup reps, and then being thrust into action for game week prep only is harder than getting a month where he's the guy. Just like we say the same thing about Clemson's quarterback, right? You go from being the backup, and then now you're playing. Now you get a month to get ready to play, or close. So I think he will play very well. Clemson's a good football team. There's a reason that they're in the Orange Bowl, too.
Mm-hmm.
One loss Clemson, correct? No, two loss.
Two loss
Clemson. Two loss Clemson, sorry. Two loss Clemson.
Wait.
Why did I say that?
Two losses. Yeah, they took the second loss to South Carolina.
Exactly, yeah. So you're talking about a really good football team in Clemson. I think he'll play fine. If you can run the football. I think it's hard for any quarterback. If you get in a game where they're stuffing us at the line of scrimmage, that becomes a very hard game to quarterback. I don't care who you are. Watch Aaron Rodgers play quarterback right now. Packers can't run the football very well at times, and when they can't, even he's not very good.
Tennessee's running game was the calling card all year. You can talk about the gaudy passing numbers. The run game was the key to having success in all of it.
If you want one-on-one opportunities to throw the ball down the field, you got to be able to run the ball. So as long as Tennessee can run the football against Clemson, I think Big Joe, Bazooka Joe, has a good day at the office.
Joe on the text box says, I disagree. It's not about how many losses your team has. It's about the four best teams. If TCU's in the SEC, they're a 3-4 loss team. So I'll ask again, is TCU one of the four best teams?
Well, is TCU a 3-4 loss team in the SEC? Who's beating them in the East? They could beat South Carolina, Florida. They could beat, TCU could beat us, not Georgia. TCU could absolutely beat everybody in the East except Georgia.
TCU this year, remember, had five wins over teams ranked at the time of the game. It's the best in the country in the regular season. Tied for the best in the country in the regular season. So the idea that they're taking advantage of being in a weak conference or taking... They played and beat five ranked teams in the regular season. They also played and beat Baylor, who is now ranked.
Anybody who thinks the Big 12 is bad has not been watching football all year.
I think TCU's resume, you could... Out there in Radio Land, you can disagree. That's okay. But the reality of TCU and its schedule this year is that what they did is historical. Five ranked wins out of 12 regular season games and a sixth against a team that is now ranked in the postseason. You cannot knock what TCU has done. The numbers don't support it. I realize that's inconvenient for some people. It's fine. You're entitled to your opinion. But just look at the numbers. And they lost a rematch to one of those five teams they beat in championship game because they went for a touchdown in overtime.
There's only one team in the SEC that I don't think TCU could touch, and that's Georgia.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd be favored to beat us or Alabama.
But they would be favored, in my mind, to beat everybody else.
Everybody else. And they could beat us and Alabama.
Yeah. We will come back. 865-656-9900. By the way, disagreement's good. We can disagree. It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, you're wrong, but that's fun.
We'll see how they perform in the playoff. Michigan's going to be a huge challenge. The Eric Haines Show continues next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com. Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Welcome back into the Eric Haines Show. Call or text 865-656-9900 if you want to join the conversation.
And I think people are stuck on TCU from a few years ago. Remember when before they went to the Big 12, it was always they just run over everybody. Like, this is a different team. It's a different reality right now.
Sonny Dykes is going to be the National Coach of the Year.
Probably.
First year.
5 ranked wins.
Got his team in the playoff in the first year.
So, look, they may lose to Michigan by 30. I think Michigan's really good.
I do too.
I'm looking forward to seeing Michigan and Georgia face off in the national championship.
I think that's what it should be.
But I'm going to cheer for TCU in that semifinal. I'm going to put on my Horned Frogs jersey and ready to go.
Yeah, me too.
Give me all of it. 865-656-9900. Kevin is up next. Kevin, you're on the EA Show. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning from very hot Central Florida. How y'all doing up there?
Wish it was warm up here. What do you got for us?
Well, guys, I'm looking ahead to next year, and what I'm afraid of, Tennessee fans, we're the best fans in the world. We're also the worst fans in the world. We can overreact with the best of them. I mean, you know, one play goes wonky and Twitter explodes. What I worry about, we weren't supposed to be this good this fast. And while it's great, and this has been, definitely a season to remember forever. I mean, this season has been just amazing. What I worry about is going into next year, I think we're going to take a serious step back next year, and that worries me as far as the crazy overreactive fans. When you look at the quarterback position, Taven had his injury all year. We didn't get to see anything from him. So next year, I don't think we have a proven quarterback first. Nico's going to be a true freshman. You can't turn the program over to him unless he just is amazing and can pick up the playbook and everything that fast. He needs to get some weight on him. I worry about how brittle he may be. But you don't know what you have with Taven. Joe Milton is what Joe Milton is. Bless his heart, he's been great. He didn't transfer when probably 9 out of 10 other QBs would have already left. But, he had the problems at Michigan that he has here. He's been with us for 2 years. I don't think you can rein that arm in. He is who he is. So next year,
I disagree. Kevin, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. I think he sees the field very well. I think he's a very smart quarterback. From people in that quarterback room, he knows the offense is good or better than anybody, and that includes Hendon Hooker. He overthrows some deep balls. He also hits some deep balls. He's hit them all year long. He overthrows some, and he'll probably do that. But Hendon Hooker did that all year long. all year long. Hendon Hooker overthrew and underthrew deep balls. He also threw a bunch of perfect ones, and that those are the ones we remember. But if they're incompletions, it's really not a big deal for him to do that. So I think he doesn't turn the football over, knock on wood. Hopefully he doesn't against Clemson. But I believe this year in his first two years, he's thrown 8 touchdowns and no picks.
And I think you're talking about a step back next year. What's a step back to 8-4? If your step back is to 8-4, people are not going to love that season, and that's okay. But I think if that's the floor we're talking about next year, which in my mind, looking at what you have just coming back, forgetting the transfer portal, forgetting any contributions from freshmen next year, this team coming back can go 8-4 as a starting point, and then you win a game you're not supposed to, you're 9-3. You win, you start to look better, you go 10-2 again. Those are the kind of conversations that you have, because then it is a huge leaping off point. You get Nico into the mix some. Maybe he plays a game or two. Maybe Taven Jackson takes the job. What if Taven Jackson came in the spring and won the job?
I'd be so surprised by that. I wouldn't even be able to handle it.
But you'd be feeling good about what the future is. Nico, if he comes in and, like Kevin said, puts some weight on, realizes what it takes to run an offense at this level, doesn't have to be relied on very much. You know
what freshmen do, though?
Play inconsistently.
They play inconsistent and they turn the football over.
Yeah. I'm not talking about him being a starter. I'm talking about him being able to get in the mix sometimes because Tennessee has lopsided games like he did this year. That's the best case scenario for him. And then you have a chance that first year of the playoff, be off and running.
I could see Tennessee going 8-4 next year and having 2 or 3 really close losses, kind of like when we went 7-5 in Heupel's first year and should have been 9-3. I could see Tennessee going 8-4, and you look back at it and you go, that team should have been 10-2. We were a missed field goal and a late turnover in the fourth quarter away from beating that team. I could see that. I could see us being that competitive.
So, yes, there's probably going to be a step back, but is it a step back to being bad?
No.
No, I think it's a step back to being an above-average, competitive, every-time-out football team.
Yeah.
And that's all you can ask for in this league. And I think Tennessee is positioning itself well to be a team that doesn't have these big swings in performance.
Tennessee easily could have been 8-4 losing to Pitt and Bama this year.
Yeah.
Easy.
But you didn't.
Exactly.
Hour number 2 of the Air Gain Show. More on the playoff, more on Tennessee, more on coaching changes as well. That's next on the Air Gain Show on the Sports Animal.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.